Yes, yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another Manchester United, Manchester City show. Mandem United podcast meets the Mandem City podcast. Apologies on the lateness, people. My webcam was deciding not to work, but we are here. Manchester City put four past Brighton within 4-0 on the seaside, technically yesterday now, if you're in the UK time zone. Manchester United followed suit. Well, not followed suit. Manchester City followed suit from Manchester United, coming back from 1-0 down, coming back from 2-1 down, to also put four past an opponent and win the game 4-2. But make sure you run up the likes first and foremost. Hit the like button on the video. Please make sure you share this across all the socials as well. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. And of course, got the Manchester City representative in the building. Class A troll, you know what I'm saying? Absolute world-class, top-quality troll. Fantastic debater. Knows how to gold people in to points. Knows how to wind people up. I respect it. Hey, real recognize real game, recognize real game. My like Vader is in the building. Yes, Vader, what are you telling me?
Listen, I appreciate the intro. The troll label. You know what?
Go on.
I can't accept that one. Because I don't go seeking it.
No, I don't seek it.
So a troll is the one that's always trying to instigate and mess with people. That's definitely not me. But
that's not you. That is fair. You don't go looking. But when trouble finds your door, you fully open it. Like I'm ready.
Yeah.
You ready?
I got clips. I got clips in the chamber. I'm ready. Like chips. I don't run out of bars. I don't run out. If you want to go there, I will go there. But if you want to talk ball, let's talk ball. Now, we've had a good week, Wallace. You and I, we've had a good week.
You know what? We have actually had a good week.
Right?
We have had a good week. You're right. It's been a good week. It's been a good past couple of weeks for me, to be honest, in this footballing space.
Trust me.
I can't lie. You know what I'm saying? I can't lie. More so from the rivals' downfalls than Manchester United winning. But, hey, we managed to get to our FA Cup. But actually, this is the first show since the FA Cup semi-finals, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've done. All right, so we'll discuss that. And, of course, closer to the time, people, me and Vator will do a preview on that as well. But let's get to today's game, Vator.
Mm.
You put four past Brighton in what some was calling a tricky game. Others were saying it was going to be comfortable for Manchester City. I didn't watch the game live, but I'm guessing you're 3-0 up. Inside 45 minutes, it was pretty much plain sailing and a dominant performance. Oh, I'm not mistaken.
It was nice. It was nice. Again, shout out to all of you tuned in to Sarcasm TV, my man Flawless, excellent channel. No. Subscribe to it. And if you're listening on Spotify, you're not getting the joy of seeing this right now, but I'm unzipping the hoodie and I'm wearing the jersey that we happened to win in today. All right. And it was electric. It was electric performance. Brighton, some were a little hesitant. Some were like, I don't know. Brighton's been in good form. They can be dangerous. Unfortunately, their form as of late hasn't been the greatest. Their form as of late, because of the injuries, they haven't really played that well. But some City fans with the City-itis have remembered dropping points to them. Now,
yeah.
I looked at this game as, you know what? I expect us to play at our level. I expect us to remain in contention, even though, yeah, we're two games in hand with Arsenal and Liverpool. But I was like, you know what? We're going to handle this one. The one that was tricky, and listen, before you guys are in the comments, before you guys do all this, oh, here goes Vader again. The tricky game is Forest. The banana in the tailpipe. Shout out to, you know, for it. Listen. Beverly Hills Cop, shout out if you haven't noticed, classic. I think they're trying to do a remake. Hopefully they don't. But the banana in the tailpipe
classic
is going to be the Forest game. The Forest game. I got 3 days to prepare for that. And you heard Pep in the press conference. He said, listen, these fixture lists are piling up. They're piling up. There's a lot. And he's speaking the same way Klopp spoke. Now, the fact that none of y'all listen to Klopp doesn't mean that Pep shouldn't bring it up as well. Pep is bringing it up. And shout out, and all you Arsenal fans, the way you want to talk about Arsene Wenger, Arsene Wenger's been saying there's too many games. So man's been saying it, Klopp was saying it, Pep's saying it as well. If you guys choose to ignore and you think, he's just whining, he's just complaining, all right, wait until you have this level of success.
I know why all the top managers did it. You mentioned Wenger doing it, Fergie did it, Pep's doing it.
Exactly.
Pep's doing it, Klopp has done it. You know why they do it? It's a great way of taking pressure off your team. It's a fantastic way of taking pressure. It's a very, very clever.
Why are you
move.
So cynical? Why are you being cynical on this?
Because we're gonna be honest here. You're a cynical person. I'm very cynical. And the people we are talking about in the positions they're in regards to top level management, are very cynical. Your manager's done it. Fergie's done it. Any top level manager will say things to take. It's all about taking pressure off their team. That's why they complain about the amount of games being played. Because you know what the crazy part is? They're fully aware before the season starts how many games they could potentially play. You're going to play 38 league games. Champions League, if you go far in the competition, it's 6 group games. And then you've got what? The knockout round, which is 2. You've got the quarterfinals, which is 2. Semifinals, which is 2. And a final. So that's 6. So that's 8. There's 10, there's 12, there's 14, there's 15 games in the champs. Never mind FA Cup and Carabao Cup. There's a reason all top clubs want to be there. If you don't have too many games at the end of the season, towards the end of the season, you've done something wrong. Our managers know this. This is why they have squads of 25 plus. This is why they spend big money. However, this is not a criticism. If I'm Pep, I'm doing the same thing. If I'm Klopp, I'm doing the same thing. It's smart. I've seen Fergie do it. I've seen Fergie say the most outlandish stuff. That isn't true. We've seen Klopp do it. Or maybe it was the wind. Or the grass was cut too long.
Yeah.
The grass wasn't cut correct.
That's next level. Next level. But
because you know what? Because you know what it is when those games happen? You know what me, you, and everyone else is talking about? Klopp talking about the wind. Right? Or talking about the grass being too long rather than his team's poor performance. Yeah, so not like City have been performing poorly, but when Pep's saying that, he's taken away from... All right, let's take away from the fact we haven't been bang at it as Manchester City. Let's take away from the Real Madrid performance. Let's take away from Haaland or De Bruyne. Any potential discussions that could be negative. Let me take the...
I see that angle. But yeah, in this case...
These men are smart, man. These men are very
cerebral.
Of course,
we know.
Very cerebral.
We've had some genius managers, no doubt.
Yes.
But Pep, in this instance, he spoke about this after the Chelsea game. And he spoke about this after the Chelsea game because we just battled Real Madrid. And we've spoken on this. I won't go back into it, but we saw how Real Madrid played and the added minutes that went on the players' legs.
Yeah.
FA don't do us favors like they do in La Liga, right? Like La Liga will be like, oh, what? Barca? Real Madrid? More so? Oh, y'all need an extra day to be better prepared for Champions League. You got it. Oh, you just played Champions League and now you got to play a league match and we talked to the team you're playing against. They happen to be okay with you playing a day later. FA don't do that. The schedule is the schedule. Deal with it. Now, Pep is saying, listen, United, they didn't have, no disrespect, Wallace, but United, they didn't have Europa. They didn't play midweek.
Facts. That's true.
Chelsea, they were off for almost 9 days. They didn't play. Give them another day. All City's asking for is we try to represent for England in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Give us a day. Let us play on Sunday. My man's bringing up, you guys are expecting these players to be like robots. The thing is, once Pep chooses to not play, quote unquote, the starters, the first teamers, guess who's chirping and talking about the loss? Guess who's chirping and talking about not being at the level? So Pep brings up a point. You guys chose to ignore Klopp. You're choosing to think that Pep is whining and you're ignoring him as well. All right, that's cool. Now, we got the result versus Chelsea. Carefree, all of you Chelsea fellas. That was your season. You had nothing else to play for but that FA Cup semifinal. That was your season. I know it's tough. I know you remember the glory days. I know you remember winning Abramovich time. Nah, this ain't it. This ain't it. And I love what's kind of happening because it's like a snowball. Like the first little snowball was when Fergie left. And everybody was, what's going to happen to United? And obviously, they're still trying to get there. The next snowball was Arsene Wenger. He happened to leave. And look at what happened to Arsenal. Now, Arsenal fans are feeling all kind of giddy and happy because they're up right now. There's still a game in hand, so relax, Arsenal fans. Tony, I'm talking to you and TJ. There's still a game in hand. Now, they're all giddy, but we're looking at this snowball, and the snowball continues because then Abramovich is gone. And Abramovich is key because it was more so the owner than the manager, because he got rid of managers like he changed his underwear. It didn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, next. The owner's gone. And I don't know. I've been looking. I don't know what the future's like for Chelsea. I honestly don't. Because they're trying to reinvent things. You went young. You went young and took on a project. So you took a little blend of what Arsenal were doing with their project, but you went, let me go young. Mad young. Death row contracts. Let's see what y'all do. The future doesn't look that much brighter. When I also now see that an organized Spurs, yeah, they don't win anything, but who cares if they don't win anything if they're above you? You got Spurs, Aston Villa, Newcastle with money, Chelsea. It's looking nasty. It's looking like this might be, but hear me out, the silver lining, Chelsea. Yeah. This might be your AFTV era. Listen, close your eyes. Open your ears. Remember AFTV. Remember the glory. Everybody tuned in because it was nasty, destructive failures. That's why we tuned in. We were, yo, what's Troops going to say today? How's he going to blow up?
Yeah, yo, yeah. He was locked in.
You know what I mean? Everybody was locked in. Carefree Lewis.
This we is locked time. In.
We're locked in, man.
Thanks.
We're locked in. You can have some glorious meltdowns. Now's the time. Seize it. Now, I think you should try to do a little bit of network. Obviously, I love what you do. You got your panels. You guys discuss it. You gotta be raw though. You gotta let it all out. I see. Carefree. You're still kind of reserved. You're still kind of calm with it. Look at what's happening here. Embrace this AFTV era. What is it? The next generation era. What?
I thought
what?
Next gen. You know, the
next gen. I'm telling you.
They're going through.
No, right. I'm tuned in. And it's not because I like the failure. I like the destructiveness.
Sure.
But there's some personalities flawless.
That adds into personality. Yeah, of course. We need to see the misery and destruction with good personalities. We don't want dry personalities.
If there's anything flawless, talk to your man Carefree. Get these men's on camera. I can hear the pain in their voices. It's glorious. It's beautiful. But I need the visual, flawless. I need the reaction. I need the rage in the eyes. I need to see that.
Trust me. So, I know exactly what you're talking about.
This win was huge. We needed it. It was a fight. Yes. They had fresher legs against us. I mean, we were able to get out of there with a 1-0. I'm gonna take that and run all day. Mm-hmm. It set us up for this Manchester derby, which we'll talk about in upcoming weeks.
Absolutely.
Their entire season rested on this FA. So I knew it was going to be a fight. I knew it was going to be a battle. If I'm going to be critical of anything with regards to the players,
talk about
what am I really going to be critical of when I know that they probably had all their emotions tied into the Real Madrid quarterfinal.
So you was just like, all right, forget performance, just get through to the FA.
I was like, yeah.
That's where you was at with it.
Get through this game. Let's pray there's no injuries, and let's move. Let's move. That was my hope with regards to this, because, again, I'm looking at how the games stack up. We're going to be playing Chelsea, and then after that, we're going to be playing midweek, which happened to be this Brighton game. And then 3 days later, we're going to be playing against Nottingham Forest. So I'm like, let's just get through these. I'm accustomed to this type of pressure, this energy, the consistency, how quickly these matches go. Let's just get a result. Now, can Chelsea still play spoiler to any of these? I don't believe that they face. Oh, I'm lying. Because at the time they hadn't, but I was
like, they played Arsenal.
I was. Mm-hmm. And so when I thought it couldn't get any worse, and this is why it also led to me saying, this needs to be the document this time, man.
It's being documented. Don't get mistaken. It is being documented. The documentation is the life. It is.
I need
to also shout out to Chelsea Fan TV because they're doing fan cams as well. So you're seeing it all in full time.
Beautiful
thing. Chelsea Fan TV.
And if you're wondering why you're seeing the views increase when it's like a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, that's me. That's me tuning back in for the joy and the love of it, man. That's me. I'm sorry. I'm kind of messed up.
But back to yourself. So you got through, obviously, it's past Chelsea in the FA, and you lot continue to get your questions in our Star the Best questions. Of course, Super Chat to make sure your question gets answered, people. Got past Chelsea into the FA Cup final. Obviously, got past Brighton tonight. Were you concerned at all going into this Brighton game, or did you look at it and go, we should do the business? Because me, I said you'll beat Brighton because the way they play suits you down to a T.
Yeah.
Because they'll try to play football against you, and they'll leave themselves open, which they did.
Yeah, they left, again, the goals that they conceded, I'd say it was only one because of, well, two, actually, because of, like, open style of play. Mm-hmm. But I thought we would get the win because of the quality on each side of the pitch. They've got a lot of injuries. That doesn't really get spoken about, but some of their threats aren't available. And I was like, you know what? Let's just get this result and get out. I don't care. The fact that we scored four.
Yeah, four. It was an important win because you're now a point off the top with a game in hand.
Yeah. I mean, the game in hand is huge. Going up and doing what we had to do against Brighton, again, very important. It's just a reminder. Listen, it's just a reminder. Arsenal fans, I know you're all happy. I know you're all happy right now. You're top of the league. You guys love to talk about being top of the league when you know there's games in hand. Like, show some understanding. Like, just whatever. But we got this. We're close. If we handle our business, if we get our wins, it doesn't matter what Arsenal do. It looks like Liverpool have already given up. Like, they've given up, but
yeah, that's a wrap for them. Liverpool is over with. I'm sure you'll get to that sort of flow.
Trust me, we'll get it to that. So let me, with regards to Brighton and handling business, I'm cool with it. I wanted us to get this win, get out, no injuries. Pep did that. I wanted to see some rotation. Pep did that. Because not only did my starting 11 look nice, my bench was like, I got Diaz? I got Stones on this bench? Doku, Grealish? Okay. It's coming together. Now, we're going to need all available bodies on this game, this next game against Forest. But the reason why is like, this guy's just having to handle business and there's no added pressure is because the mentality monsters, the ones that I said, you know what, it's going to come down to the wire, their fan base of all things within the club, their fan base gave up before a ball was even kicked.
You mean the Merseyside Derby? You mean the game against Everton?
They gave up before that.
Okay.
They gave up before that.
When they lost to Crystal Palace.
I think they gave up before that. Now, they didn't want to admit to it.
But the Manchester United draw.
The Manchester United draw.
No, actually, no. They didn't draw against us. Who did they play? Wait. Yeah. We drew against them in the league. Yeah, we did. Yes, we drew against them.
The Manchester United draw was a little like gut punch. They're like, oh, that hurt. They didn't want to speak on it. They didn't want to say, ooh, I'm winded. They didn't want to do this. But they were like, oh, for those of you listening, I just did the timeout symbol. They didn't want to do that. But they were like, we're not getting a positive result versus United. City handled their business, and then they do that against Crystal Palace? No. I know Liverpool fans were like, I play the underdog all the time. Pep's doing magic with these players. He's look at how he's got these kids playing. I'm going to do this despite everything around me. I know they say all that. They believe something else, but the belief was gone. When we talked a couple weeks back, the doubters to believers, the belief is gone. There's no more belief now. Now it's like full PTSD. Liverpool fans, I know you hate me talking. I know it.
Any sensible Liverpool fan would have known this, though.
Any sensible one, yeah.
Yeah, any sensible one will not be not disappointed. I get being disappointed about how it's unfolded, but surprised. You watch you play, and you have to go away to Manchester United, and you have to go away to Everton. They're tough places to go. Despite the form of either side, despite where either side is in within the league, they are tough games.
They are.
Because them places are going to be rocking, which I didn't watch the game against the Merseyside Derby. I heard Goodison was rocking from start to finish.
It was crazy.
So everyone told me to watch. Yeah, did you watch it? Yeah, Goodison was. And Everton players were on it from the jump.
It was great. I had the screen up. I had the screen up while I was multitasking, working, and just watching the game. And I was like, "Ooh, yeah, they're up for it. They're up."
Love that. As I expected, as Everton would be for any Merseyside derby. Never mind it being the last Merseyside derby at Goodison. Never mind them needing the points to stay clear of the relegation zone. Never mind Liverpool going for a title race. So you add in all these factors. That's always a big game, regardless. But you add in all these other factors. Come on.
Huge.
And people just overlook that, like they were just gonna go there and roll them over. All right, bet.
Roll over, no. Win the game, yes. Even roll the game, over
like,
them, no.
Even like it's not. It's, but look how Liverpool have been playing all season long.
Yeah,
performance is catch up to you.
We can do all that. But and I believe it. I believe it, and I see it after again the gut punch from you guys after the Crystal Palace result. Mm. Now they're looking like. Fans ain't believing at all. Some of the biggest, loudest mouths on this platform were then talking like mouses. Then it's not our year. This man on Sky Sports or Carragher,
what did Carragher say?
Now he's saying, you know what? They were overachieving. They were actually doing more than what was expected. They shouldn't really be here. I'm like, all right. The script is in. You're now the mouthpiece for all of this. I see some of you other Liverpool content creators. I see what you're all saying now. The league's over. We were not supposed to be here. But at the same time, you said, look at what Klopp's doing with these kids. At the same time, you said, look at how well we're playing and we're competing. Look at what we're doing with the injuries to Alisson and Trent and Salah. All these men are back. All these men are back, and you're suffering these losses. You lost. With Trent back, with Alisson, and Alisson looked like a bozo giving up that goal. Talking about the best keeper in the world.
Shout out Trent, back post defended as well for the Calvert-Lewin goal. Quality.
I'm gonna have to waste a minute talking about Trent right now.
Yeah, it's cool. Floor's yours, family. Floor's yours.
It should never, ever be said again of Trent being the best right back in the world. Listen, a right back defends. I don't care that he can spray balls across the pitch like Beckham. I don't care that you want to compare his delivery like KDB. Can he defend? Can he read the game and know that if a player is in front of me and the goal is there, I need to be on the other side of the player? Trent, bozo defender. And all this hype, all this overhype about Alisson, about Trent, about Salah, about Van Dijk, although Van Dijk's having a good season. I can't really crash in on him. All this overhype about these guys, if they're all that good, if they're that good, you're not losing like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do this in hindsight because it's appropriate. Gundogan leaving my club, he was captain last year. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, admit his leadership has been missed. Yeah, his leadership has been missed. And I'm not in the locker room, but I can see the difference on the pitch. Our captain this season is Walker, and I've seen a difference. Liverpool fans, you're so damn player FC. You're so damn, oh, it doesn't look good. I'm going to crash it on them. You no longer have Jordan Henderson or Sadio Mane. You don't have either of those players. I know it doesn't show up. It doesn't show up on the stat sheet. It's not something that you can actually touch and feel. It's not tangible. But the way you guys have crumbled and conceded this year, you don't have the proper leaders. You don't have the proper leaders. And this is where I'm going to say, you guys are going to get triggered. I'm warning you right now.
Trigger alert.
Mohamed Salah is not that guy. He's not that guy. Now, if you want him to go out there, score you a goal, okay. He can be a specialist. He can do that. If you're looking for a leader, if you're looking for someone that will refuse to lose or refuse a standard of play, it's the wrong guy. Now, I remember Liverpool fans mocking Jordan Henderson for getting in the faces of players, keeping them accountable. They're like, listen, you spray passes all awkwardly. But you know what he did? Covered for your boy Trent. He put in that grunt work. He put in that work where you look for an example. You look for a leader. You know what Mane did? Look what Salah is without his fellow gunman. Look where he is without a next guy that can carry. I shouldn't carry, but the next guy that's at that level.
You know what you mean. You're talking metaphorically speaking. We understand.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Now you got Darwin. Oh my gosh, Darwin Nunez, absolute disgusting player. If we're talking about how did he become a pro, that's the example right there. If you're talking about how you fake your way to success, I don't see a football brain on this player. I don't see one. And if they keep this player for another year, Liverpool aren't serious. Liverpool aren't serious.
If they keep who? Darwin Nunez.
If they keep Darwin Nunez, they're not serious. Now, Roy Keane, you made a mistake. If you're going to talk about any player looks like a League Two player, that should have been the first name out of your mouth. He should have been the first name out of your mouth, Roy Keane, because you have an agenda versus Manchester City and Haaland. That's why that ran. But Darwin Nunez, that's a League Two player. Hmm. Now, one last thing. Liverpool, you had your greatest moment when you actually unexpected Coutinho went, big price tag. Many would have said he went before he should have gone. He went a little too soon. The uproar was ridiculous. No, look, you see what's this behind me? Those who forget their past compromise their future. Liverpool fans, don't forget your past. Don't forget what Coutinho and that cash did for you. You need to get Salah out that door sooner than later. Rather be 1 year early than 1 year too late. I'm telling you right now. Don't get onto this player FC. You want to argue that Klopp is all of this what sentimentality. He's too loyal. Don't be showing this to Salah. Don't be over loyal to Salah. Get him out.
Well, he ain't going to be there now. He ain't going to be there in the summer. Klopp's gone.
Klopp's gone. So what's going to be the excuse then? You need to get Salah out the door, get that price tag, regen this whole squad. And you, because again, it's FSG. It's FSG, so you need to move appropriately. Now, I'm done with Liverpool. I think they're done with this season.
Okay, talk about it, man.
They're done. Their fans have given up. What where's the energy going to come from? What, the players are now going to look at when the players are on social media and they're seeing the tweets and they see the comments from fellow Liverpool fans being like, the league's over.
Yeah, league's done.
Trent, you said you were giving us four. There's only one trophy here. What's happening? Van Dijk saying, y'all said I was finished. You are finished. It's done. You're done. Klopp's gone. You guys have given up. Your fan base has given up. Your fan base can't even decide on who should be managing next. I'm loving every minute of it. 24 days left until Klopp says bye. This nice cigar is getting lit.
Crazy.
Getting lit in 24 days.
Crazy.
And this league, I'm talking to my City fans right now. City fans, we need to show Pep tremendous, tremendous love. We need to do it even more. I know we've been very respectful. We've been very respectful, but we need to say, Pep, we understand how difficult it is. Pep, give us 10 years, man. Give us 10 years, and then you can say bye. 10 years. Look, Klopp's leaving here.
How many years has it been for him so far? Seven.
Seven. I need him here for another 3 years.
Nah, Pep, just call it quits now.
Stop
man.
It. Stop it. Call it quits now.
Don't call it quits now.
No.
Even this playing field out, man.
Give me a proper 10. Give me a proper 10. We'll get that trophy out there for you. Give me a proper 10. There's no more Klopp. It's going to be what? Us and Arteta? It's going to be us and...
So it's you. It's not us and. If I, and Arteta is you.
Could it's be. You. Listen.
We could be. What? All right. Because, you're quaking in your boots from Arsenal and Arteta.
Hey, I'm hearing you might be getting Zidane. I don't know. It might be.
I've heard we're going to get Zidane. We've been linked to Tuchel. We've been linked to... We're going to get linked to everybody because we're Manchester United Football Club. That's what's going to happen.
You guys might get something dangerous. So then right now I'm saying Arteta, but give me 10 years, Pep. Give me 10 years. Yeah, I don't
I'm
need...
saying Arteta's no threat for what you lot have going on.
He's threatening right now. He's threatening
he'll compete.
Right now.
Yeah, he'll compete. That's what he'll do. He won't be a threat. He'll compete.
Fair.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because you lot haven't been at your best this season and haven't when we're at your best last season and are still going to win the league twice. So how bad do you have to be for Arsenal to win the league? I call it as it is. They spent 93% of the league on top last season. How do you not win the league? City did everything in their power to give you that league last season and did, and Arsenal couldn't capitalize. Also, this season, City, with what you've done in the summer, because I think it's fair to say, even though City are still a top quality side, you mentioned Gundogan, you're not what you were last season. So you're weaker. And yet still. So what do you have to do? Do you have to go this summer and get rid of De Bruyne, Haaland, and Foden to give Arsenal the league title?
I hear what you're saying. There's no giving of the league title, but I think there's still a level.
Yeah,
of,
yeah, when I say giving in regards to make the wrong moves.
No, I hear you.
Which makes it easier for competition. You could have done no more in these 2 years. If I'm an Arsenal fan, I'm pissed about these two seasons. Livid. Because opportunities to win Premier League titles don't come along often. Represent yourself. And I'd be livid.
No, I hear you. And I've been talking to Arsenal fans. I'm like, listen, winning ain't easy. I've been hearing Arsenal fans talk about, oh, they're going to win it this year. And because they've got the younger squad, because they're hungrier, because they've got the talent, they're just upward and onward. They're going to be winning. They're going to be dominating. I'm like, listen, this is the problem. Sometimes I realize that I'm surrounded by youngins. I'm surrounded by, like, youths, because winning is not easy. Just because you happen to win it once doesn't mean you repeat. Look, Arsenal fans, you guys should know this of all. Your greatest manager never went back-to-back. He never did Drake back-to-back. He didn't do that. The only back-to-backs was Manchester City, Manchester United. Chelsea actually did that. Yeah, it ain't easy. I'm talking Prem era. So relax before you guys want to go back. Klopp couldn't do it either. It's not easy. Arsenal fans, y'all need to relax. Wait until you win one and then go on after that. Now, will you invest? Will you still be hungry? Here's another thing that y'all ain't thinking about. And you haven't even won it yet, but let me give you some game. Because we all experience this. I'm gonna talk to the fellas right now. Fellas, you know when you get into shape, y'all fall off. Why you fall off? Why you fall off staying in shape? Because you get comfortable. Because you've reached a level and you don't stay consistent. But then you'll get back into shape. Look, I hear all of you all right now. Let me get my summer bod. Why are you getting the summer bod? Why isn't the bod consistent? Ladies, y'all do the same thing. I'm going to talk to y'all ladies as well. Y'all do the same thing.
I should have had my summer bod, man.
Maintain the success. No. So just because you win it once doesn't mean you're going to continue winning. You're not going to have that same hunger. You're going to get comfortable. Now, when you start winning, you know what players want? Mm. They want higher wages. True. You know what happens when you start winning? And you want to extend contracts? Everybody else looks over their shoulder. What? You're now giving Saka 400 a week. Mm-hmm. Kai Havertz is right now your most paid player over at Arsenal. Kai Havertz. He's giving you 10 goals. And then Saka's going to be like, listen, he's calling him a bum, but he's like, you're giving Kai Havertz this? Listen, I'm the face of this club right now. Re-up me right now. Odegaard's gonna be like, listen, you're giving Saka all this. Saka's not doing any of that until he's not doing any of that. He's getting that from my assists. I need a re-up. So this staying at the level, staying consistent, keeping harmony, that's not easy. So relax, Arsenal. Wait until you win one. And then when you win one, don't go writing it off like you're gonna be winning consecutively. Pep's made it look easy. Sir Alex Ferguson made it look easy. It's not easy. Not easy. So
easy
season. I got to keep that winning away from them as best as I can, Flawless. And I believe I'm doing this by accident. I did a little bit of remodel. Everybody wanted to say how my signings this summer were trash. Lee Gunner told me, Doku, why are you wasting money on Doku? Men's were telling me, Neves, what? Neves? You're gonna have Ilkay Gundogan leave your club, and then you're gonna get Neves. What? You Mahrez left, and you're going to let Cole Palmer go? And all you got is Doku? You're going to spend all that money on Gvardiol? And he's playing out of position? He's not able to do what he's supposed to do? I'm hearing all of this. And you know what? Y'all were right in saying it. Y'all, you're right in having your opinion, is what I mean by that. Everybody has an opinion. Say what you want to say. But I had Gvardiol, who came out big in the Champions League. You saw that. You saw what he did. Doku recently, Champions League, and just coming out of Champions League, man's been dangerous. I love seeing him right now. He's being used as a super sub until he gets a little more familiar. All right. Mm-hmm. And Neves, I'll agree. He needs to get into form. But we are going to continue to try and win. This isn't going to be the, if we fall short, it's over. Even if when we win, we're going to try and continue winning. And we're going to do this because we know we need to strike when the iron's hot, and Pep isn't going to be here forever.
Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah, you don't clearly need to strengthen. I think that's
a fair assessment. So the rumors are kind of nice right now. The rumors are nicer on who might be coming in. So I'm a relax on that. Wait until I hear the here we go, or here until I see the here we go from Fabrizio. But right now, if I accidentally win this four-peat, Flawless, I know you hate it, but it's probably the best thing to do. It's the best thing to do. Let Manchester City win it. I know you're in the area, so maybe you're going to interact.
Yeah, I've already accepted that you're going in. I was there a long time ago.
I respect that.
I was there at the start of the season. I was like, City are going to win the league again. It just sucks. It's not the best thing. The good thing is I can dunk on Liverpool and Arsenal. That's the good thing to it.
I think that's the best thing.
For you, that 4P makes me sick. Yeah, but Liverpool and Arsenal fans definitely. And to Ryan in the cut. Hey man, Ryan, these things. You see these live streams are recorded. He says. I mean, Arteta could win it this year. I think City will win it, but Arsenal still have a good chance. What happened to Arsenal? Are unstoppable. What happened to Arsenal? Right, one of the best. No stress. Arsenal are one of the best Premier League sides you've ever seen. What happened to Flawless? You're being disingenuous. Arsenal can do the job, but now it's like you don't think Arsenal. Now you think City. See, we're always going to win the league from the start of the season up until this point because they are the best team with the best manager. And nobody really is that close. I could say Liverpool may be a close second, but that's it. Well, I'll tell with Arsenal. Come on. Big up to everyone that's tapped in as well. Warrior J asked me this earlier. Since Flawless, what's your thoughts on Manchester United 4, Sheffield United 2? Was it a frustrating performance still or better? It was actually a better performance. Don't mean it was good, but the performance was better in regards to I was confident we'd win the game. At 1-0 down, at 1-1, at 2-1 down, at 2-0, I was confident we'll win the game. Because in particular, in the first half, I think we had like 80% possession in the first half. The second half, it evened itself out, but we was dominant in possession. We was getting into the final third in good areas, and we were creating chances, which is something we don't do often. The two Garnacho chances, awful misses, and the Dalot one. In particular, the first Garnacho one. He played a 1-2 with, it might have been Bruno, I can't remember, but he played a lovely 1-2 with somebody. Jink passed another man, score. The second one he had to take quick, but you still have to score there. And then Dalot as well taking too much time. And that's three off the top of my head. So that's three clear-cut chances. Talking about the four goals we scored as well. We don't normally play like that. So yeah, frustrating, no. It just summed up deficiencies because we was in a game at times with Sheffield United. That was a genuine game. Genuine game. But they just took their two chances they got. I didn't create too much out of that. But now the terrible mistakes for the first. Not only the pass, but also getting beat at the near post. Second goal, Wan-Bissaka doing too much of that, jogging out to his man. I spoke about it on the watch-along just before they scored their second goal. Don't jog out to the winger to let him get set. Get out there quickly so he can't get set, so you can block the cross. But he jogs out there, the winger gets set, then can cross it. Then you want to rush and try and block? No, you have to be proactive. Out there walking, not even jogging, just walking out to the winger and... Nah, man, get out to him. Not necessarily sprint, because then he can go past you, but some form of pace. Big up to Pels in the chat as well. Good to see you in the chat. Pep can't quit until Arsenal fall off again. I'm sorry, nah, man. We got to stop. We got to stop the City, look. We really do have to stop the City, look. It's absolutely ridiculous. Really, really is. Hey, big up Danish Maldini says, is that a Black Panther t-shirt? It looks cold. Yeah, yeah, my sister got me this when she went Disneyland Paris.
This is fire,
because she knows I'm a big Marvel. Anyone knows, everyone knows to speak on it in depth how much of a Marvel head I am. And yeah, Black Panther T, fire. She got me out. I was like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Sister on the smoke. Gift giving A1. Let's see what else you lot are saying in the chat as well before we do indeed close out, people. But run up the likes. Hit the subscribe button as well. Make sure you run up the likes. Whether you're watching this live right now or watching this back, hit the subscribe button. Don't forget, we are live on the playback as well tonight. LA Lakers Denver Nuggets game three. So that is the LA Lakers Denver Nuggets game three. NBA playoffs will be live on the Sarcasm City TV playback. If you have an NBA league pass, you can watch along with us and it will show up on the screen. I am giving out VIP passes for that game as well. So if you want to watch, just say big up in the chat. Let me know your username. I'll send you a VIP pass so you can come watch the game. AJ says, ultimately, I have City 5P, and if we don't get it done this year, and I believe City win it next year. I keep saying this when it comes to Manchester City. Somebody has to stop them. So even if they fall off again and their team doesn't look as good on paper, somebody has to catch them. And I said this all during the summer, just gone. People are like, oh, City not the same. They lost Gundogan. They lost Mahrez. They lost Cancelo. I kept saying, cool. Who's better than them? For somebody to finish above them, somebody has to be better than them. And there ain't. Where you think it's Liverpool, where you think it's Arsenal, where you think it's another team that's close, whoever you think the closest to him is. Terrible. Tell you that right now. And yes, to answer your question, obviously I get Veya's thoughts on it. But AJ says, question for Veya or Flawless, was the Jack handball a handball from you? Yeah, it's away from his body. What are we doing here? It's our fucking joke thing. Absolute joke thing, but yeah, City gonna win the league. I'm looking in now at the table. Arsenal currently top 77 points. City having played a game less 76 points, and then you've got Liverpool on 74 points in third, and Villa back with 66, Spurs with 60. But Spurs got two games in hand, and Manchester United having played a game more than Spurs, a game less than Villa, are at 53. But hey, we'll see what's happening. Let's see. I need to get some coffee. I'm tired. I'll take a nap or something. So I'm gonna do. AJ says, Arteta has bottled it three years in a row now. And unfortunately for me, he will bottle it for a fourth year in a row. Here, the thing is, I don't think it's bottle, you know. I think it's just skill. I'm not going to lie. I don't think it's a bottle thing. Because when we talk about bottling it, that implies that you had the skill is there from a technical aspect, if we're talking a player and a physical aspect as well. I just don't think he's just not it for that level. But is he a good coach? Yeah. So do Arsenal drop any points? Yes. Arsenal drop points. I've said this all along. OT, draw. Said this from the jump. Draw. Is it United's last home game? I think it is as well. Let me have a look. So, yeah. They play Spurs. I think they drop points against Spurs. I think they drop points against Manchester United. There you go. So have we bottled it? Because I think we have. That's more of a case. Definitely more of a case. Man said Old Trafford. Like, Liverpool didn't come there and drop points. Wait. Man said Arsenal are unstoppable and one of the best Premier League sides you've ever seen and will not drop points from now to the end of the season. And then they lost to Aston Villa. But hey, Ryan don't learn. Like, that's one thing I've learned. It's like, Ryan don't learn. I was saying, unstoppable, they go in the league, blah, 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 and all this, and then boom. Lost to Aston Villa. What are we talking about? Yeah, but Arsenal are way better than us. All right, cool. Arsenal are way better than you. Cool. And when it happens and they drop points at us, you'll just move on from it like you didn't say it. Like, Arsenal are unstoppable and scary. You've already moved on from Arsenal winning the league. Now it's C. But last week, it was Arsenal unstoppable. Arsenal won't drop points. How are you not respecting Arsenal? They deserve more respect. Like, no, you get respect when you win the league. Win the league. Can I show up and give you a props and say, hey, props to whoever, players, manager, club, props. Rival or no rival. But, all right. Let's say the league's been C's. They do need more quality in their side. They also need a better manager. That's just what it is. Yeah, because City are also the greatest team I've seen. But this City team is not the greatest City team we've ever seen. You said this Arsenal side is one of the greatest sides you've ever seen, which is crazy because you've been watching Premier League, for 10 years? And this Arsenal side is one of the best. We've not even won anything. I only call sides great that do great things, but that's me. How can you be a great team and you've not done anything great? But hey. I do believe if we get the summer wrong, we fall off, we get it right, we challenge again. The crazy part is, you know, AJ, the same areas that Arsenal need to address this summer are the same areas they needed Lassimo. Everyone knows they needed a striker. Everyone knows they needed a central midfielder. Like, alongside Rice. It wasn't. It can't just be Rice. It needed to be Rice and Xhaka left. You need to go and get someone of top quality who's better than Rice. Go get a top quality striker. Adding those things is... No, you said one of the greatest you've ever seen, Ryan. Don't try and change the words. They're one of the greatest sides I've ever seen in the Premier League, which is crazy. Arteta is the right man for them. Absolutely. Arteta is the right man for Arsenal. I'm with you. Fully. Give Arteta a lifetime deal at Arsenal. I'm with that. 100%. He's the right man. Right? And we do agree on that. What are you saying, Vale?
You're saying yes because you think that's a sabotage to Arsenal?
Absolutely. And he has them believing that he's played the Houdini trick. He spent 600, 700 million and done what?
What if it's a long game? What if they're like, they invest in him? The only reason why he's been losing is because of Pep. Pep's gone in 2 years.
Cool. So what happens if you get someone who's, again, maybe not on Pep's level, but is close to, or just someone who's better than you? I don't hear the excuse of you can't take league titles off Pep because managers have done it. Klopp's did it. Klopp's done it. So it can be done. Pep ain't invincible. You're just not good enough.
No, he's not.
Because you should have took one off him last season. And if you put a top quality manager in charge of that side, they win the league that season. This season, I think, is a little bit closer. But last season, you got to win. Mm. On top of the league for 93%. Keep our time.
No, it's true. It's true.
Arsenal, I'm with it.
I think he's evolving, though. I think he's evolving. I think he's learning cool. after.
He's evolving, man. Yeah, man. Cool. He's evolving. He's evolving from Pidgey to is it what's the second one? What does Pidgey evolve? Let me know in the chat because it's Pidgeotto. But that's
you go
Pokemon. Yeah. Because it's Pidgey, and then there's a middle one, and then it's Pidgeotto. I think. Let me know, people in the chat. But you know, he's evolving from Magikarp to Magikarp.
He's Magikarp
to Gold Magikarp. He ain't no Gyarados.
Arsenal fans, don't listen to him. Don't listen to
him. Yeah, sure. Look at Vegas. You got a good one. Yeah.
I'm not smiling. Those of you listening on Spotify, I'm not smiling.
Hey, a Manchester United fan and a Manchester City fan are here saying, yeah, keep your manager. Tells you all you need to know.
No, for different reasons, though. Different reasons.
Okay, go on. What's your different reason? Go on.
I believe there's a talent there. I'm not going to say he's a generational manager. Arsenal fans go way too far with that. But I think you've got a player that has studied the game. And again, I don't think this is just hyperbole. When Pep was actually not in the league, reaching out to Arteta and saying, hey, what do you think of these teams? I think that's real. I think he recognized, like, because there's some players that actually do study. Ilkay Gundogan is one of those, right? He's one of those players where it's like, you know what? He went to get his badges. You can tell that he's studying. He's not just a player. I think Arteta's one of those guys. Whether he's going to be great, I'm not saying all that. Arsenal fans.
Love this. Because Vega, you know, and I know. I know before asking you, we don't believe he can win a Premier League or Champions League. Exactly. See, the fact you have to debate it tells you all you need to know. What are we talking about here, Vaya? Let's be honest. See, this is the difference now you're seeing between me and Vaya. Vaya, we think the same thing, but we'll explain it in different ways. Me nor Vaya believe that Mikel Arteta is winning a Premier League or Champions League at Arsenal. What are we talking about? He's nowhere near the level of Jurgen Klopp, and I said this about Jurgen Klopp 3 years ago, and he's nowhere near the level of a Jurgen Klopp, in my opinion. And I said Klopp won't win another major trophy at Liverpool. But do I believe Klopp can go elsewhere and win a major trophy? Yes.
Give Arteta 5 years. Give Arteta 5 years.
Give him 5 more years. So
five more years of experience. Give him 5 more years of experience, whether it's at Arsenal or not. I don't know.
I hope it's at Arsenal, man. Keep him at Arsenal. Please. Keep him at Arsenal, man. Please. I love it. Because this Houdini trick is great. Like, the plaudits you get for the competition trophy and the rebuilding a squad trophy and the playing a good football trophy. Those three things buy you so much time in today's day and age. If you can rebuild a squad, if you can compete, play good football, any two of those three things or all three of those things, you will have people defend you. Because Arteta has spent a whole heap of money and done what at Arsenal. If he was sacked today, what does his reign go as? The Nelly man. Something we go at with Klopp. And Klopp actually won two major trophies. And we do the same thing. We do. Do we not call Klopp the Nelly man?
Yeah, but...
Are we not raining on Klopp's parade? But Klopp has a Champions League and a
Premier League. Arteta's young. Arteta's young.
Yeah. True. He is young.
I think, you know what? I think Arsenal would regret. I think Arsenal would regret Arteta leaving, getting more experience and be successful elsewhere than to hold on to him and let the
if you put Don, all right, let me tell you, in the past 2 years, if you put Carlo Ancelotti in charge of those two squads, the Arsenal win one of the leagues this year or last year.
Yes, but he's got many years of experience.
My point. So what we're saying is he's better.
Yeah, do you want to win now for the sake of having to disrupt the team and
yes.
Okay.
Because there's no guarantee of winning later.
This is why I'm talking to Arsenal fans. Arsenal fans don't want that.
Because you know what? This is Vega. This is another myth. And I keep saying this. The words process and project. Who has it worked for in the Premier League at the highest level?
Process?
Yes. Who did it work for? Who was nowhere near? Who was 3-4 years off a league title or a Champions League? Got a manager, went through that process and won it. Maybe you could argue Liverpool. Maybe Liverpool with Jurgen Klopp.
Actually, not even Liverpool because they invested as well. I mean, they gave the man time because he had failure for winning.
But my point is, who did this work for? Like, I'm all about winning now.
I hear that, but I think Arsenal fans they like the fact that it can be the development along the way, even if it's going to be falling short a little bit. Because let's be real, there's no manager, I think, that has them win other than last season and possibly this season. What they did in previous years, in terms of where they finished, I don't think any different manager would have had them winning the league.
Yeah. Before that, no. I agree with that. But it becomes a point because then you get Ryan, who don't get the point, who says, so why should they basically sack Arteta, who has built the team, and then appoint a new manager who might not suit these players? Because Arteta is not good enough to win a Premier League or Champions League. What don't you understand about that? I don't get what you and many others do not understand. Mikel Arteta, in my opinion, is not good enough to win a Premier League or Champions League at Arsenal. How many more times do I need to say this? I've said this every day that ends in Y, that people ask me this question. But idiots like you, Ryan, and other Arsenal fans think I'm just hating. Same way I said this about your manager 3 years ago on Battle of the North. And I looked, me and Hassan was arguing on the street. And I said, good luck with this. But I said, Jurgen Klopp will not win another major trophy at Liverpool. And I was told I'm hating. And I'm just bitter because Manchester United are bad. And what's he going out with? And he's a better manager than Mikel Arteta.
You know what's funny? He was fighting you on that, but he believed it.
Exactly. Because they don't like the messenger because it's me. But it's flawless and he's a Manchester United fan.
That's
what it is. Like, it's like people don't understand. Like, yeah, I run bants and run jokes and I troll. But when I said that to some people were acting like I was crazy. Who was right? I said that shit in 2021. It's now 2024. And what is he going out with?
And there's been a lot of apologies going around. I don't know if that apology will get to you, but there's been a lot of apologies.
I just like the fact that I can go, see, I was right about this. And it helps back up my Arteta argument. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll sit here and say I was wrong. But Arteta is not going to win a Premier League or Champions League. But Vega, I know you got dip, so I'll let him know where they can find you. Where you got
I do. Bless to everyone in the chat tuning in. We do this weekly, and I appreciate the interaction every time, man. Flawless with these. I'm going to say, listen, tune in to Vader Games TV on YouTube. I'm going to do a bonus show tomorrow. I want to talk about this Brighton. I want to talk about this Forest game coming up. And I want to talk about, I got more on my chest to talk about Chelsea, especially Liverpool, man. Like, y'all sold us some dreams. Y'all mentioned yourselves as mentality monsters. Y'all said that you were believers. Like, y'all moving, and I'm talking to the fan base, y'all moving like some punks right now, the way some of you have turned on this manager, some of you, the way you've turned on these players, saying that they've never been of quality. It's absolutely disgusting. And I need to speak on it, because part of it is a message to my city people. Don't move like them. Don't move like any of these. Let's let's understand. We've got some greatness right now. We appreciate what Pep's done. We appreciate what our owners have done. We appreciate even how the players have put their bodies on the line and have delivered for us. Just because players are going to make a mistake in a game, we're not crashing it on you and saying that you're bums and you need to get out of my club. You've never been good. If you've delivered a league title, a Champions League, even an FA Cup to me, I'm going to show you respect. Don't move like some of these. Don't move like some of these. Liverpool fans have turned their backs quick on some of these players. And this manager talking about he's a great second placer. He's a great bridesmaid. Like, the disrespect. Now,
did you say Ryan did say that, actually? Ryan did say there's a clip, and it will go out there eventually when we decide to post it, but it's surfacing where he said he wants to get back to being Manchester City's bridesmaid. Hey, you may get your wish next season, Ryan.
Wow.
Yeah, man, that's what he said. Wow. He said, just get me back to being Manchester City's bridesmaid. Tell me I'm lying, Ryan, in the chat, but carry on, man. Carry on.
I'm gonna leave that, Ryan. There's a lot. Listen, Ryan, you got to be careful in these streets, man. You got to be careful in these streets. But I'm just going to talk to my City fans. I'm going to address some of you Liverpool fans on how you turn in Arsenal. We see you. Arsenal, we see you. It looks like it's one red club has fallen off and another one's going to step up. Looks like no more Liverpools. Looks like it's going to be Arsenal. And we'll keep it moving. But Flawless, thanks for having me on, man. Everyone in the chat, the love's been tremendous.
Before you go, though, Vayo. Mm. Let him know. No, actually, scoreline prediction. Forest away.
Forest away. I was surprised that we kept a clean sheet. I'm going to say 2-1. I'm going to say 2-1. And we hold on for the win. I think we scored 2-0. Everybody and their mama goes, oh. Here we go. City are going to win this game again. And Forest are going to score one. And it's going to keep it interesting. But yeah, 2-1.
Okay. Actually, before I go, because obviously it matters to you in regards to your title hopes. Tottenham Hotspur, Arsenal, North London Derby. Scoreline prediction.
Spurs happen to play the toughest against me, man. I don't know what it is. Y'all save your best effort, your best games versus City. And it kind of makes sense because we're European English champions, but I don't expect them to do anything against Arsenal. I think Arsenal are going to be on a mission. It's going to be a tough game. I think if anything, it's going to be a physical game. I think Spurs are going to probably put a little on Arsenal in terms of the physicality. They're going to have to defend their house, right? So it might be a 4-2 Arsenal.
You saying 4-2 Arsenal, high scoring game. I could see a high scoring game.
Could be a 4-2 Arsenal. They might be a little suspect on a set piece or something like that. But yeah, 4-2.
4-2.
And you keep handling business, Flawless. Keep handling business. Because this Erik ten Hag talk, I know he's out. I know he's out the door. They've already said he's gonna be reassessed.
I hope so.
But because of that, Erik ten Hag, he's going to continue winning, and he's going to make it. He's going to split the fan base even more.
Continue winning, mate. Continue winning. Oh, you mean the rest of the Premier League games?
He's going to win more than he loses to close out the rest of this league, and then the fan base are going to be split again, being like, you know what? Was he that bad? Because y'all do this all the time. Y'all do the
out Egypt because we got Burnley at home, Palace away will be tough, Arsenal at home, Newcastle at home. And then we end Brighton away. That's our final Premier League game.
Is that five games or four?
Yes. Wait one second. Let me just double check.
You'll split.
Five, we played for 3. Yes. Okay,
you're winning 3. You're losing 2. I don't know which 3 you're winning, but you're winning 3, losing 2. And the fan base are going to be like, is Ten Hag really that bad?
And that's why our board needs to pay no attention to our fan base. I say this all the time. Pay no attention to the fans.
Y'all are too loud. Y'all are too big. No, the fan base is too large, too big. Y'all get rid of managers. The board listen to you guys.
And you know what? That's why we've been running to the fucking ground, Vale. Because the board have been listening to us.
All right.
Rather than doing their job. You're paying millions upon millions of pounds to do your job, not listen to the public.
I hear you.
Because you know what? If the public, if we was that smart, we'd be working in football. We would have their
work. There's a lot of you. There's a lot of you. And listen.
Hey, we'll see.
You gotta listen to the...
No, you don't. I don't listen to our fan base. No, absolutely not. They'd have us in League Two in a heartbeat. You put like, oh, the fans need a say in the club. Nope. Don't give these fans no say. Our percentage of stake, supporters, trust, nope. Absolutely not. Have us in League Two in a heartbeat. But I know you got to dip Vader, so big up every time. You look, click the link in the title, Vader's channel.
I'm 8 away from 500, and I know the love from here has been helping with that journey. So appreciate the love. I'm going to catch you next week, Flawless. Thanks for having me on, man.
Every time, man, we'll pat on the time next time. And big up to Staffy every single time. Another done. Make sure you subscribe to his channel. Says shout out, my brothers, Flawless and Vader. I'm going to close out people very shortly. Big up to YG. And Warrior J, if you're asking about the Manchester, was it this question, Warrior J? If it is, let me know, because I did answer it, but I'll answer it again if needs be. But as we were saying, was it a frustrating performance still, or better? It was a better performance. I wasn't frustrated by it because I know the level of the football club. However, in particular, the first half dominated possession. I think we had 80% possession, like in the first half. Second half, it evened out. Got to take our chances. Got to take your chances, and those two Garnacho misses and the Dalot misses are criminal. Never mind the four goals we scored as well, but even at 1-0 down, at 1-1, 2-1 to Sheffield United and 2-2, I always thought, yeah, we'll score here, because we was getting into the right areas. And props to Bruno as well, because he played, come up with a clutch goal. That was a banging strike. So yeah, he did the business. So yeah, frustrating performance, no, because it was better than we've seen. But of course, the bar's on the floor, and that doesn't mean we're good enough for where we're trying to go to, because the team isn't. Whereas it's about getting a win, and we fought and got the win. We move on to Burnley on the weekend. Like, that's all we need to do. That's it. Just try and keep. I think we moved back six, because Newcastle lost to Palace. So it's like, we just got to keep taking over wins, probably finish six. Next manager gets, well, obviously you have the Premier League season, Europa League, and the two domestic cups, and you go from there and target the Europa League. Like Ten Hag did, and obviously he fell short. But whoever the new manager is, target the Europa League. One is a European trophy, two is a way back into the Champions League. Target it. I'm very interested to see if there is indeed a new manager, how he approaches that competition. Very interested. But final few questions, people, before we close out. We'll be going live on the gaming channel for pro clubs, because it's like the last day. We're going to try to cram some games in. And then following that, live on the playback, LA Lakers, Denver Nuggets, game three, Lakers 2-0 down. So it's must win settings already. Warrior J, don't worry. Burnley game, 3-1 Manchester United. I'll go 3-1. 3-1 Manchester United. I think we'll do the business. Good to see Diallo get some actual, like, proper minutes as well. Just not the here damn minutes. So you got some good minutes. Let's see what I was saying. And yes, Brian, you must have missed this when I said this. This is exactly what they should do. Why should they basically sack Arteta, who's built the team, and then appoint on the manager who might not suit these players? Because Arteta is not good enough to win a Premier League or a Champions League, in my opinion. That's why. This is the equivalent of this type of logic is, I'm just going to stay with this girl because I can't get no one better. Stupid. Dumb logic. That's the exact same logic you've applied to this. Idiotic. Makes no sense whatsoever. Even if the girl's making you unhappy, I was just going to stay with her because I can't get no one better. Dumb. Okay, and this is where we differ. You think Arteta is good enough. I don't. And when he falls short, you'll make excuses for him again. And when he falls short next season, you'll make excuses for him again. But we'll move. We move. So it's outside of streaming and football, everything blessed. I'm good. A little bit tired. But other than that, I'm blessed, man. No complaints, man. Blessed black and highly favoured. Zero complaints, man. Blessed black and highly favored. So I appreciate that. Appreciate that, AJ. Hope you're good as well. What's your prediction for North London Derby, by the way, as a neutral? I think 2-2. Everyone's favoring Arsenal, which I get, not only because of the injuries, because for Spurs. Everything going into this, minus it being at Spurs, is in Arsenal's favor. Everything. From the manager's standpoint, from the confidence from the two teams, from the way the two teams are performing, injuries, because I know Spurs have a few injuries. Everything's in Arsenal's favour. And the last time I said this was before Manchester United-Liverpool, where everything was in their favour, bar it being at Old Trafford. So bar it being at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, everything's in Arsenal's favour. So all the pressure's on them. All the pressure's on them. So I think it'll be 2-2. I think it will. Hey, big up to Joel says, big up Flawless. That Black Panther shirt is 16 out of 10. Hey, shout out my sister, man. Real one. She a real one. See, AJ, we going to find out. But like I said, Ryan will make excuses for him regardless. He fell short in embarrassing fashion last season. He's going to fall short again this season. Then what? Then they'd be like, oh, give him the third year. And then when he falls short, I'll give him the fourth year. It's like, all right, cool. Flawless, how can you say Arsenal ain't miles better than us? It's not even close. I don't think they're miles better, no. If you want to say they're better, cool. But miles better, nah. I wouldn't say a team's that. Where are you lot in the table? I wouldn't say you man are 3 points apart. I wouldn't say it's miles better. I wouldn't go with that. That's like someone saying, oh, Spurs are miles better than Manchester United. It's like, miles better? No. Better, yeah. So we're 7 points off them. Type of thing. That's just me, though. Miles. But yeah, clear. Again, you like to use big words like miles and clear. I don't think miles and clear is correct. But for us, what do you think will happen to Adoni and Martial? Hopefully both go. Hopefully both leave. Because I want to clear out. I've said this before. I'll say this again. It's time. And I believe Martial's out of contract. I don't know about Donny. But move man on, man. Like, clear up the wage. That's why when people talk about wages and stuff, we got so many players to clear. We could clear easily 2-3 million, 4 million in wages. It's easy. Easy. And we've let a lot of big players go in the past 3-4 years. When you look at like players who have left Manchester United, it's a lot of our top earners at those times. Go back and check. Just check from the past three, four years from 2020. So 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. Check out those 4 years in regards to summers. I guarantee there's a lot of big, and even you got adding Cristiano Ronaldo, even though that was January. Like, I'm telling you like that. Let's see what else you lot said. Just waiting for the rest of the mandem to join. And we can pattern up on the clubs. Where we at? Yeah. Let's see. Glad you're good, AJ. I hope everyone's blessed as well, man. How do you think Arne Slot will bring success to Liverpool? Have you seen any of his football? Know nothing about him. As did my Wikipedia research. And seeing that he's won Eredivisie. I think he won a Dutch FA Cup. I think he finished second with Alkmaar. Conference League runners-up last season. Been into the Champions League, I believe. Been into Europa League as well. But, yeah. Hey, big up my guy Lee Slims in the chat, man. Shout out to Lee Slims. Big up. Flawless, you're one of the realest content creators out here. So I want to ask you objectively because I can't take my Chelsea hat off. But do you think Jackson is shit or rivals about him? Are right about him is what you're asking. Here's the thing. Shit, no. I don't think he is. Here's the problem that Jackson has. He's at Chelsea and you lot expect a certain level. And he's not of the level where Chelsea are trying to go to. And again, you're nowhere near it, but Chelsea's aim, like I talk about Manchester United, like I talk about Liverpool, like I talk about Arsenal, Manchester City, their aim is Premier League and Champions League. So that's where your aim. You don't spend $1 billion in 12 months or 18 months to not aim for the top. Same with Arsenal, you don't spend the money they've spent. Same with Manchester United, same with Manchester City. Same with Liverpool. You don't invest heavily and not try and get to the top. So that's where the problem lies with Jackson. He's just not good enough for where. If he was playing for Crystal Palace, no one's buying an eyelid. If he plays for Brentford, no one's particularly buying an eyelid. But he's at Chelsea, so there's eyes on you. The spotlight is on you. And some of his misses are bad. That miss against Arsenal, oh my Lord. And then the three misses against City. So no, shit, no, it's too strong. He's just not good enough. And the weakest part of his game is going to get exposed. Yeah, you see, bad finish, bad finish. You know what I'm saying? Bad finisher. And Ryan asking about your old... No, I don't think your old apologies, because you don't apologize to no one, Ryan. So no, you're not old apologies. I was being disingenuous when I was talking about Arsenal. Now you agree with me. Now you got City winning the league too. How you sat here like, oh, where's the apologies? Nah. I want no apologies. Just like the proofs in the pudding. Like last season, I told people about Arsenal. Like 3 years ago, when I told people about Jurgen Klopp and major trophies, oh, Flawless hates and runs bants and runs show. I bet. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Just the hell. Nah, I don't know. Okay, then. No, what has Kanate done? I've not watched Kanate in the past few games to say that Kanate is overrated. So I don't know what's going on with Liverpool like that. I didn't watch the Everton game. Against Palace, you was all bad. But you also missed chances. Who else? Atalanta, I didn't watch the second leg at all and only caught the second half of the first leg. So I'm not sat down watching Kanate. All right, cool. If Kanate's been dog shit, Kwanzaa needs to play. Kanate's been dog shit. Cool. I hope he's been terrible. I'm glad. I want you to be right. All right, cool. Well, whatever. But yeah, run up the likes, people. Hit the subscribe button on the channel. Hit the notification bell. We are redirecting over to the gaming channel. We're going to go live in a second. Don't forget, we are available on audio, on all audio platforms, people. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, etc., etc., people. Everyone that's tapped in, let me actually go live here. Let's get coffee as well. I'm tired and we got to do Lakers Nuggets. You already know, but you lot continue to support. And speaking of Ryan, don't forget your 16 out of 10 t-shirts are available, people, right now. SarcasmCityTV.myShopify.com. That is SarcasmCityTV.myShopify.com. 16 out of 10 t-shirts, 2 different designs, 4 different colors available now in UK in terms of shipping. Will be available from Monday the 29th, people. Monday the 29th for worldwide shipping. So they will be going out today and over the weekend as well. Yeah, because it's technically Friday now in the UK. Do I think Burnley will cause an upset? No. But could Burnley cause an upset? Absolutely, goddamn, Lutely Burnley could cause an upset. Without doubt. We can lose to anybody. I'll put it past Manchester United. We can lose to anybody. So even though I say 3-1, I don't go, yeah, we definitely, without doubt, are just going to steamroll them. It's going to, nah. But 3-1. Yeah, yeah, Lee Slim's 29th of April. 29th. All right, we had a minor setback, so we just had to push it back. So that's all it is. You lot know well. Anyone who deals with business knows you got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's, but the 16 out of 10 T-shirts, links in the pinned comment, people. Literally about to go live now on the gaming channel with the rest of the gang. Because who's over there? Servers on there. YGU's on the chats in there. H is in there. There's a few others. So we're going to run through some matches. We'll run through some games. That is indeed the plan. But since I didn't link it up to the stream yard, live, boom. Always working while I'm working. But don't forget to subscribe to Veta as well. Link's in the title, Veta Games. Just click the link and it opens up a new tab as well. I think that's it. I don't know why you might try, but yeah, Liverpool finished, man. Love to see it. Love to see it. Like I predicted, fuck Liverpool. Beautiful sentence. Fuck Liverpool. Absolutely beautiful sentence for Liverpool. Say it again. Welcome. Love it. What happened to a nicer club? Saying ended by Everton and Manchester United. That's the beautiful thing as well. Ended by Manchester United and Everton. Well, we move. And that being said, Friday, people, well, today, 11 p.m., there will be the Manchester United Liverpool show. So we will be getting to the bottom of all of that. Definitely, without that, we're going to be talking Andy Slot. Amorim not going there, where it went wrong, the loss to Everton, the Merseyside derby, etc., etc. Are we discussing all of that? Don't worry. So make sure you are there, people. Make sure you are there, without doubt. But again, we're going over to the gaming channel, people. So as soon as you land, hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe to the gaming channel. Helps us grow over there as well. I don't know where it is. See, this is why I wish I had a clone. The clone could have just set this up and like, boom, 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 and we would have been calm. Would have been calm. Right, boom, there it is. But anyways, big up to everyone that's locked in. Ryan, you're in the group chat, so these guys can be dumb questions. But yeah, love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Manchester United, Manchester City show. Man Them United podcast meets the Man Them City podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.